Lord speak. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1 through 20. Did you know that people have a different ability to hear sound according to their age? It is referred to as audible frequency, which means that each age group has a certain frequency band that they are able to perceive by ear. As we get older, our sight begins to fail, and as we get older, we lose our hearing ability beginning with high frequency. Based on this phenomenon, a sound called teen buzz was invented. The compound word teen buzz is formed from the word teen, which means teenagers, and buzz, which is 14.4 kilohertz high frequency sound, like the sound of a mosquito. And only teenagers can hear this teen buzz. Actually, it was invented when I was a teenager, so I put it to the test at home and school, and it worked well. Even though I could easily hear it, and some people in their 20s who have very good hearing were able to hear that sound, those in their 30s and 40s could never hear it. While I was preparing this sermon, it came to my mind for the first time a long time. So I tried it again, and as you know, I am in my early 30s, so now sadly, I could not hear it at all, and it was a bit of a shock to me. I was told that teen buzz was originally invented to drive out teenagers who are not the main customers of the premier mall in America. Because although this sound plays in the mall, only teenagers can hear it and they react to it. And now I don't know whether this teen buzz is still used or not anymore. If you want to test your hearing, you may search it on the internet and try it. It is very fun to test your hearing ability. Likewise, in our faith, each one of us has different speech or hearing ability. Although God is always speaking to us in many ways, our responses are different. First, like Samuel, although some people recognize the calling of God, they don't know that it actually is God. Secondly, like Eli, some others cannot recognize the calling of God, so they don't even know whether God calls them or not. Thirdly, like what Samuel did finally, as soon as they recognize the calling of God, they are ready to respond by saying, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." How is your spiritual hearing ability? Are you more like Eli or Samuel? The background of today's text was very dark and spiritually gloomy. First, one said that the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Israel was in the midst of a theopolitical period, which means God ruled over the country of Israel directly. So, the word of the Lord should have been preached consistently. However, the high priest Eli was old, and as it is written in verse 2, his eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was laying down in his room. This not only means that his body was failing, but also means that his spirit was failing. But thankfully, in verse 3, the lamp of God had not yet gone out. So, we still find hope from that. Since the spiritual state of Israel had almost collapsed because of the fall of Eli and the corruption of his sons, God wanted to have a new spiritual leader of Israel, and God wanted to move the leadership of Israel from Eli to Samuel. Then who is Samuel? Samuel was born from Hannah, who poured out her heart to God and prayed a lot to give birth to Samuel. And Samuel came to the holy place as a baby, and he lived a thoroughly distinguished life from worldly things. Until that time, God never called Samuel directly, but on that day, God called Samuel. At first, he mistook it, so he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli. But Eli said, "I did not call you, lie down again." But as this happened again and again, Eli perceived that God was calling Samuel. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" And when the Lord came and stood there, calling Samuel, he spoke as Eli told him, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then God spoke to Samuel the vision regarding the judgment of Eli. In verse 12 to 14, God said, "I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain in them." Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli, but Eli called Samuel and wanted him to speak what God had told him without hiding anything. Therefore, he told everything that God spoke to him and said, "It is the Lord, let him do what seems good to him." In the beginning, God created the world by the word of God, and he continually speaks to us in various ways. Whether we are in the midst of joy, sorrow, loneliness, trouble, sickness, or health, God consistently speaks to us to lead us to do what seems good to him. Matthew 4:4 says, "One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." However, like Eli and Samuel in the text, sometimes we can hear God's calling and recognize it as the word of God, but other times we cannot perceive the word of God, and that depends on our spiritual state. However, no matter what our spiritual state is, our response should be the same. Although Eli was no longer able to hear the word of God because of his fall and his son's corruption, as soon as he perceived that God was calling Samuel, he made Samuel respond to God, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Eli's response calls us to reflect on his trustful willingness to let God do what is good. Eli even accepted God's harsh words calmly and faithfully. It can be a good model of faith for us in difficult circumstances. Although he was not the center cause of corruption in the order that God would sweep away, he was invested in that order. So he was ready to pay the price in God's judgment on his sons. If he kept spiritually alert, he would not look on what his sons had done, but he would faithfully listen to God's calling and obey God. However, he was no longer able to do it as he was spiritually failing. Usually, the focus of this text has always or almost always been on verse 2 to 10 as a simple story of God's call and the way in which we often fail to recognize it. In such traditional use, the passage becomes a generalized story of God's calling and the need for discernment so that we do not mistake God's voice. But this story is more than that. Samuel is called by God in the time of spiritual desolation, religious corruption, political danger, and social upheaval. Samuel is called to deliver a harsh message of judgment that is necessary if there is to be hopeful new beginning for Israel in this trying time. This text reminds us of the importance of knowing where we are now and the spiritual challenges and social transformations that God's call brings to us. We are urged not only to discern God's voice, but to listen to what it asks of us to do as well. We are called to become the channel for God's prophetic word in our own time. Although it is a common belief that we should not talk about politics, even with the closest people in our life, such as husband, wife, parents, and children, still, we should remember what Karl Barth, who was a very prominent theologian, said, "Take your Bible and take your newspaper and read both." Keep in mind that we are citizens of the kingdom of God who live in this world. So it is our call to discern God's will for this world and work for it in here and now. And speak about it. Lift up your voice. Today, we are challenged by this text to recognize that God's word for us sometimes comes harshly and asks of us difficult choices. Nevertheless, we can ask ourselves whether we are ready to reply to God, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." In your prayer time, what proportion of the time do you devote to speaking and listening? In your prayer time, how much would you speak to God and how much would you listen to God? Prayer time is not only about speaking, but also about listening. We need to discern and recognize what God wants us to do where we are now. In church, at home, in the workplace, in school, in town, and in any community that we belong to now. Check yourself whether you are ready to listen and follow God. I hope and pray that we discern God's calling and are ready to respond to God. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So that we are always listening and following what God wants us to do in this world. Praise God. Amen.